Welcome to Snack Size Language, the podcast that teaches you snack size language lessons to help you reach new heights in just 5 minutes.
Snack Size Language is brought to you by Language Conquer. You can learn more and check out the show notes for this episode by visiting languageconquer.com/23.
I'm Caitlin Sakasis, and I'm here with my talented co-host, Shannon Kennedy.
And today we're going to talk about mindfulness in language learning. It's the upcoming month's quest in our Language Conqueror course, and while I'll be your host for this upcoming month, I also wanted to take a moment to share a bit about my perspective on mindfulness with you in this episode.
Yeah, this is something that I really love, and there's so many ways to apply mindfulness practice to your language learning, so I'm looking forward to hearing how you do it, Shannon.
So I tend to lean towards the side of productivity and getting things done. And a lot of the time this directly opposes mindfulness because a lot of mindfulness practices involve taking a step back, slowing down, and really focusing.
Yes, I actually love meditation as one of my practices to do that.
And that's the method I've actually struggled with most. Creating a meditation practice is something I've never really been able to do. And that's why I've made it my focus for this month's quest personally. Now, the question around mindfulness is, or I should say questions, is meditation mindfulness? Mindfulness is meditation? How does this work with language learning?
Is it relevant at all? No, it totally is. It really does help. And mindfulness can definitely be a powerful tool in calming your mind before you study.
So first, meditation is mindfulness, but not all mindfulness is meditation. In fact, there are tons of other practices. There's journaling, removing distractions, doing yoga, or of course the aforementioned meditation, in the target language, reading in the language, following a recipe. Really, it's anything focused that you're not trying to rush through and are present for. The option, one of the mindfulness practices that I like to do in the language is journal. So I like to try to keep a habit of journaling, and I try to do it as often as possible in my target language. Not only is this good language practice, but it lets me think about the things that I'm reflecting on differently because I'm forced to use different vocabulary by writing it in another language. What I know how to say or how to phrase things in French is different than how I would do it in English. So it really forces me to use different vocabulary and phrase things differently about the experiences or about whatever it is that I'm journaling about. And then also there's the added bonus of by journaling in another language, it keeps my journal a little bit more private.
So now it's your turn to put it into practice. Decide on one mindfulness practice you'd like to try out this week and give it a go. Whether you decide to journal in your target language, really focus on being present in reading or following a recipe, it's totally up to you. And you can share your journey with us in the comments for the show notes of this episode.
So, Caitlin, you're a little more practiced in mindfulness than I am, and I'd love for you to share this week's trade secret to give us a little more insight into your mindfulness practices.
Sure. So, one technique that I really like is called grounding, and it's basically where you focus on doing something that relieves your anxiety or stress and brings your mind back to the present moment, because a lot of times anxiety and stress come from being, you know, trapped in the past or worrying about the future. So that's why mindfulness is so important for that. It brings you back to the present. And often by focusing on your senses in the action you're doing will help you do that. So for example, grounding can be counting your breaths. It can be noticing how the air coming in and out is cooler or warmer when it's coming out. When you notice how the ground feels under your feet or the clothes on your skin, etc. And you can also do this with movement, noticing how your body feels as you stretch, focusing on one specific part of your body. Is it tingling? Does it feel good? And so on. And why does this matter with language learning? Well, because if you approach language learning full of stress, anxiety, and a cluttered mind, it will be so hard for you to focus and absorb what you learn. And I know this from experience. So practicing mindfulness before you start learning will help you ease your mind and ease into your study so that way you can remember things more efficiently.
All right. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Let us know what you think by leaving us a review. We appreciate your reviews because they let us know what you enjoy most about the podcast so we can keep doing more of it and help other learners like yourself find us. You can share your thoughts on the podcast at languageconquer.com/review.
And do you want to keep learning with us, which we hope you do? Then join us in Language Conqueror. Each month we release a new language quest to help you reach new heights with passion-driven language learning. Find out more at languageconqueror.com.
And as we mentioned before, our upcoming month is on mindfulness. So if you'd like to learn more about mindfulness practices in language learning, definitely join us.
Once again, you can learn more and check out the show notes for this episode by visiting languageconqueror.com/23.